If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, good vibes and variety, and it's Friday. It's the Sarah and Vinny morning show, and we've got Maroon 5 tickets all day on the fives till Jane's show at 5:05 this afternoon. Just sit where you are and listen for code words. Here's this hour's code word. It's chill. C-H-I-L-L. Chill out, man. Take a chill pill. Text it to our contest line 20357 for your chance to see Maroon 5. The word is chill. The contest line is 20357. You'll be entered to win tickets to Maroon 5 October 18th at the Chase Center, courtesy of Live Nation. This hour's code word is chill. It's a pretty easy one. There's a bunch of new music I wanted to mention coming out today. Friday's when the new releases happen. Lizzo has they call it a mixtape. I never quite understand what the difference is between like a mixtape and a new album. But mixtapes come out, and Lizzo's got one called My Face Hurts From Smiling. So if you're a Lizzo fan, congrats. She's looking amazing. Uh-huh. Like, I follow her on Instagram, and I'm like, holy cow, girl. Not cowgirl, but, you know.
What?
Holy moly.
Are you saying?
Girl. I don't know. Oh. I just say things and hope for the best. Fourth album from Lorde, Virgin, is out today.
Ah.
Got a little bit of that?
Yeah, I got a little bit.
I've been the flame, I've been the prize, the bold chain, I've been the ties.
This is called Shapeshifter.
Shapeshifter.
So I'm not affected. I've been the siren, been insane.
She's great. I think people who love Lorde, like Bob was geeking out about Lorde.
She loves Lorde.
Recently. She just loves her. And, you know, she's certainly got a fan base, Lorde. Her dance moves are the best, though. Her fourth album, Virgin, is out today. Barbara Streisand has a record out.
Oh.
Maybe that was why she was in the news earlier, talking about stuff. I can't remember why we were talking about her. But The Secret of Life, Partners, Volume 2. This is her 37th album. Her guests include Paul McCartney, Ariana Grande, Mariah Carey, Tim McGraw, and Sting.
Weren't we talking about her in that she has a hit album in every decade since the 60s?
That is a truism. I'm not sure why she came
we
up.
We were talking about her because she was complaining that she didn't make enough money. She was paid less than everybody else.
That's it for the Meet the Parents movies. Mm. Right. She said, I'm not going back to that unless they really choke up some cash. Come on. Motorhead has a...
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. A collection of previously unreleased recordings.
Oh, I see.
Called the Manticore Tapes.
All right.
And check this out. This is the reason I did the new music. I'm like, Frankie Grande has his debut album out? Okay.
This will be popping on Pride Weekend.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny because I keep seeing him play. I did not know that he was putting out an album. And he is one of those people who I first met him on Big Brother. And he's Ariana Grande's older brother, I believe. And he was just like, he is himself. He's amazing. He's fresh. He's less fresh now. He's really gone overboard with some of the looks. But he's doing him, which is allowed. And I keep seeing him on stuff. And then now I'm like, oh, that's why Frankie Grande's been everywhere.
Because he's got a record.
Because his record's out. It's called Hotel Rock Bottom. Frankie Grande.
That song was called Boys.
Boys?
Boys.
Hey, boys.
It sounds like it's going to be popping for Pride.
Well, it just, you know, that's fine. Maybe people are like, oh, I'm a fan of his and I love dancing into clubs. So I'm going to, that works for me.
Dancing in da club.
Are you not familiar with da club, Ben?
No, I...
All right, I'm moving on now to AI.
Okay.
Unless you want to hang in the
no,
the club
no, no. I'm following your lead. Let's go.
So, I was not aware of this. That there's AI can be used really for everything. I mean, I guess I sort of knew that, but I just don't use it for that much. But it can make the perfect girl. Like, this is this is someone who looks real.
This is the lady you showed me earlier?
This is the lady I showed you earlier. And okay. I've been looking through her pictures. And she's, you know, perfect for some people. She's not everybody's type. Big fake boob look. Like, I feel like if I was creating the perfect AI girl, she might have big boobs, but they wouldn't be, you know, clearly Lee Presson boobs. Like, I don't know.
Well, there are people like who absolutely love that look. It's the stripper look. That.
She looks like that. She looks like the sweetest stripper you ever saw. Like the sweetest face, long blonde hair, just cut abdomen. She looks fantastic. And you know who's into the fake boob look is Vince Neil of Motley Crue. People are like all over him. Like, that's not a real lady that you're conversing with on Twitter.
Oh, no.
Oh no. Don't click any of her links. Don't go to her thing. So,
oh my God.
I know. So he responds to more than just this girl, by the way. Apparently there's a lot of these out there. Now, I don't know, and I'm not on Twitter, and I don't know that my algorithm would send me AI chicks for me to slide into their DMs, but literally every one of her posts, as I'm looking through her stuff on Twitter, is oh my God. She's every single thing. She's all the things she says. Are you bored? Say yes. If you are, let's have fun. And then it's how many drinks would you need to hit this raw? And then you get to choose one drink, two drinks or three drinks. And then comment me so I can send you a no panty pic. I mean, it's and every single one of them is her basically in the same, what looks like hotel room, in a different bikini looking thing. And a lot of them say, DM me to see the nude version of this. So I don't know if they just want to get your number, your account, whatever it is. I don't know if you, and I'm not going to take the chance to find out if I don't really need to see her naked. I have a pretty good imagination. And
no, people need to see the whole thing. Trust
me. Yep.
Yeah. She is, but there is something very vacant in her eyes, but she does look real to me. Like, I don't know if she's AI or not.
They just told you she is, though.
Well, we don't know for sure.
No, but if they tell you, then I think they're trying to be upfront about it.
Maybe she would like me, though.
You weirdo.
Anyway, apparently Vince Neil of Motley Crue fame has been spotted making public comments on a bunch of spicy photos from particularly this chick. On Monday of this week, he responded to a post by Brittany Belair that showed, they're saying it's an AI generated bikini clad woman. And she says, can I DM you the nudie version? And he replied, yes.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. He spelled it yay though. Y-E-A. He left off the H, I guess. He just said yay. And I just want to, I don't know who all is. I actually am tempted to show these to John and be like, is that AI? And even as I look at her, like her rib cage looks kind of wrong, I guess.
I just read,
it's hard to tell,
a story about him where he couldn't make a concert he was scheduled to play. He does a lot of shows by himself when Motley Crue's not touring, and he couldn't make it. So Sebastian Bach jumped in.
No.
And the overwhelming audience response was, sounded better than if he had come.
Yeah, well, I mean, Vince Neil famously can't sing.
Yeah, and Sebastian Bach is Broadway-level voice.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He is a great singer.
So all of a sudden, everyone was like, he should go do shows. He should go do their shows.
Maybe Sebastian Bach should do it. I don't know. Seems like he's pretty
good. That's awful, actually, that, you know, there you are. You don't make your own show, and everyone's like, it was better.
It was, yeah, thanks for not making your show, man. We really love Sebastian Bach. Anyway, fans think that, and by the way, there's a bunch of examples in the story of him just hitting on chicks on Twitter. Like, I guess he trolls through and just... Yeah, I think, like, I saw some yes pleases, and who knows whose DMs he's sliding into, but good for him, I suppose.
Well,
enjoy yourself with your with these fake women.
Cast a wide net, Sarah. He's looking for a new missus.
I can't wait to ask John what he thinks about this lady. That'll be interesting. Jelly Roll, do you have this audio?
Yeah.
All right, so Bunny XO shared Jelly Roll's reaction to her suggestion that they try role-playing. What do you think? Is he into it? Should we role play, baby?
Yeah.
So he likes it. All right, let's. This is the next one.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Yeah. How do you go back? How do you go back to the one above it?
Hold on, let me just go to here.
He's lost a lot of weight. I know.
Yes, I know. You can really tell in that photo.
That video is a recent video, and he's really thinned out. Good for him.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Maddie, I think that you might have to click on the actual link again.
All right.
Although maybe not. Sometimes these things, they go to the next thing and that's it. You don't get anything else. I don't understand how TikTok works. I want to go backwards sometimes, and I'm like, I'm on the next video, and I'm like, okay, so I can never see that again, I guess, because I'm not going to spend my time figuring it out.
So what's the end result?
Here it is. Bunny XO says, so I asked Jelly, and he's right there looking good in the photo, and why don't we try some role-playing? And he says, absolutely not. I did not work 10 years to get the marriage I want to spend the night acting like it's not the marriage I want.
I've worked
hard to get the marriage I want. I'd like to keep it just like it is.
I'm with him.
He's all, look, I get to look at you, and she's all like, I kind of want to pretend you're someone else.
What's up, donkey?
Well, that's hurtful, Bunny.
It's fine.
But, you know, I mean, if that's the ask, and that's what it's going to take to, you know, get naked. All right.
Yeah.
Then let's
go ahead. Yell Ryan Reynolds' name.
Whatever you want.
It's fine. Brian Wilson's cause of death has been revealed. Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. His passing was announced on June 11th, and they are saying the immediate cause of death was listed as respiratory arrest, with sepsis and cystitis also listed as contributing causes. Respiratory arrest is when you just stop breathing, which often happens at the same time as cardiac arrest, apparently. I mean, that sort of makes sense, right? Like, the death certificate also notes that he had several other significant conditions: neurodegenerative disorder, obstructive sleep apnea, chronic respiratory failure, and chronic kidney disease. So, and they also confirmed the date of his death. So Brian Wilson... cause of death has been revealed. June 11th, he passed.
And how old was he? He was in his 80s.
He was. Let me see if I can
He was not a guy who anyone expected to live that long. So good for him.
Yeah, he had quite the life. And we had heard that he had dementia of late.
He was 82.
Okay, thank you. I was just scrolling through the story.
I'd be happy for 82, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
82? Yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah.
When I'm 81, I won't feel that way.
But, I know what you're saying, but I'm just saying from here... That's a good run.
Yeah. And that looks far in the future.
Yeah.
Of course, 60 looked far in the future when I was 30, you know. Hello. Staring down the barrel. There's a Grateful Dead movie that's coming to theaters and IMAX for their 60th anniversary.
I'm in.
If you are a Deadhead, it's a newly remastered 1977 concert film.
Oh.
And it'll be... let's see, August 13th, it'll be on IMAX.
I'd heard, and I don't know if it's true, but that, Jonah, what's his name?
Jonah
Super
Hill?
Bad, Jonah Hill.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Is playing Jerry Garcia in a movie.
Oh.
So I thought that's what you're talking about.
No, this apparently is an existing thing that's been remastered and is going to be released in theaters.
By the way,
I don't see anything about that other movie, but that doesn't mean it's not on.
I would be into. I'm curious to see what they're going to show us about Jerry's life.
Yeah, and the film is directed by Martin Scorsese.
Oh, that's going to be a legit
piece of art.
Produced
for Apple.
And does it have a
No date at all. Nope.
I saw something in the New York Times today, and I didn't want to bring it up because you were very much still early in your show planning, and I figured you must have seen it. They did the 100 best films this decade. Was that it? I got to look it up. And I was shocked to see what they picked for number one.
Oh.
Like
for this decade.
Blown away. Let me see if I can find it in my email.
Since 2020?
No. It's this century is maybe it.
Oh, okay.
Where's my
Was it The Notebook?
It wasn't The Notebook. You know what the number one film on... Let me get actual...
Is it Love Actually?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
No, we're not even close. What are you talking about?
Is it Rogue One?
Okay. The New York Times Century's Best Movies. The 100 best movies of the 21st century.
Okay.
What could number one be?
So far, is it going to be a kid movie?
No.
Okay.
No, not even close.
The Godfather.
Wait, I can't get...
No, that's not the century.
It won't work for me on this computer.
Oh, this century. Okay.
It was... the number one movie was Parasite.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
And the number two movie, I believe, was Mulholland Drive.
That's from... I thought that was like in the 90s. Mm. Mulholland Drive isn't bad. And neither is Parasite, for the record. But I wouldn't say that...
The best movie?
That movie, I hated for the first half of it.
Yeah,
and
me
all
too.
Of a sudden, it takes a turn, and you're like, oh, this is what everybody's talking about. Now things are crazy. That's a Korean movie from, I don't know, is that 10 years old? And it's about this like family of grifters who glom onto this rich family. And then all of a sudden, there's a whole thing that goes down.
It won't let me look at it now. I had full access to it this morning, but I'm not seeing it now. But the 100 best movies of the 21st century, and it's a New York Times list.
You know what? Forward that to Bob, who will be looking for material next
week.
Yes,
she will. Okay. Yeah.
All right, Ben, what's coming up in the news?
Science!
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily, plus links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the best seats for 4th of July fireworks all this week. Listen to Jane at 6.05 p.m. for the code word. Text that to our contest line, 20357. For your chance to win VIP seating for you and a guest on 4th of July at Top of the Mark in the Mark Hopkins Hotel.
Sweet.
Plus apps, parking, and more. Courtesy of Mark Hopkins Hotel.
That's a good seat, front row seat.
Top of the Mark. All right, so we have a beautiful day ahead with plenty of sunshine and highs between 70 and 90, depending on where you're at.
Yay.
Don't forget, it is Pride weekend here in San Francisco. It's going to be going off everywhere.
Plan accordingly.
But we do have a list of some of the stuff, some of the events, and some of the Pride parade is on market and the hours. You'll want to know that. And all that stuff is at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Sweet.
And we'll be partying tomorrow at the W. Drag me to brunch. Should be a lot of fun.
Correct.
I'm told I'm supposed to go get ones.
Yes.
Okay.
Got to tip the girls.
Okay.
The performers.
Science! It's good stuff. Here's some of the things that are happening in the science world. I'll start with this AI story that's slightly off of what we normally would begin with, but it's because you just did AI. Yeah. Google's got an app called Doppel, D-O-P-P-L.
Okay. An app called Doppel.
They're testing it right now as we speak, and it's a new app that can create AI-generated clips of you wearing outfits that you find on the web.
Oh.
It puts the outfit on your body.
So you
and
put
shows
your
you,
body into this thing.
It, it shows you what you look like in the outfits. I just tried on 5 different outfits in about 10 minutes, or at least my AI lookalike did. That's all thanks to the new Doppel app from
That's
Google.
Pretty awesome.
So they're testing that now, and it'll be out soon, I would guess. It sounds
awesome.
Like it works, and I could see why people would want to use it.
Yes.
And while I understand, you know, there's ways to send stuff back, some people aren't willing to do that.
Well, they should ask John. He'll do it for you. Don't worry.
John!
John, yeah. Can you return this for me? Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
But it'd be nice to have a little more confidence knowing, oh, I put that on and I do look okay in a turtleneck.
Yeah,
it's not a big leap.
Right.
I don't actually look good in a turtleneck, but I'm just saying.
Picturing you in a turtleneck.
No, it's not for me.
That and a sweater vest?
No.
Perfect. It's a really good look.
Or a dickie?
No.
No, that's great. Yeah.
I will honestly tell you that I could see myself pulling that on and pulling it right off. In within a minute and saying, that's a no. Mm-mm.
I don't wear that many turtlenecks, but I do like them.
No one does because they're not good look. Unless you're in the mountains where it's freezing and you need the extra coverage.
Yeah. Mm. I like it.
No, you don't.
I do.
Okay, start wearing them.
Okay. I'll try to remember. It's summer, so it's not really turtleneck weather.
China unveiled a new spy drone that's the size of a mosquito.
Oh boy, everything's so small now. We got nanobots for our nose plugging.
And that's also from China.
Oh.
The U.S. has similar bug-sized drones, but not as small.
Mosquito's quite tiny.
In moon news, a study found that if we build a base up there and astronauts inhale a little moon dust every now and then, it's no big deal.
Is that so?
It's less toxic than the polluted air we breathe on Earth. So the news is good.
Wow. It's not good news for our air, but it's, you know, great news if we move to the moon.
They say here that there's still a 4% chance that of a big asteroid hitting the moon in 2032, 4%. And if it does, a study found the debris would create a spectacular meteor shower. That would be fun to watch.
Oh.
The downside, of course, is all our satellites will be destroyed, but
you know, still, it will be spectacular looking.
4% is...
That's a small percentage.
It's very small.
Didn't we... I feel like you told us a couple years ago that they had sent some kind of a bomb out to land on an asteroid to see if they could change its trajectory. And they were successful.
Huh.
No, I don't remember that.
It grappled on and it...
Sure that wasn't a movie?
Yeah, I think it sounds like a movie.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I don't know. I thought it was real, but my memory and dreams, you know, who knows?
Right.
It does sound like something you would dream about.
I probably would have a dream like that.
In painkiller news, chemists in Scotland managed to turn plastic into Tylenol.
Oh,
you probably don't know this, but Tylenol or acetaminophen is made using chemicals pulled from oil. And plastic is also made of oil.
And they're like, well, we'll just bring it back.
We'll just recycle plastic into Tylenol and you can eat that.
Great, because I haven't been told a bunch of times that you shouldn't eat plastic.
This next story's fun, and I don't know how many people would be willing to do it because I could see it being really uncomfortable.
Okay.
A bride and groom reveal a clever way they decided whose last name they're going to take while still at the altar.
Oh.
So that's what you were listening to when I was playing it. I watched the video. There they are. They get married.
So they're in their outfits.
They're
standing
at the altar.
There.
The whole crowd of loved ones are there watching them. And they Rochambeau best 2 out of 3 for whose name they're taking. And it just feels like.
Wow. Neither one of them cares enough to really put their foot down. Or maybe they both did.
Well, it feels weird to me because I feel like if I won, I would feel like a jerk. And then I'd go, never mind. Let's just pick your name.
Who
you know
won?
What I mean?
Yeah.
The girl won.
Oh.
And I don't know if they did this as a show. There's someone videoed it and put it online.
It sounded produced.
So it's, and it's.
But the crowd went wild.
Well, they're watching, but I don't know if maybe he knew. Maybe she said, listen, I'm going paper, scissor, rock.
Please lose.
I need you to lose. Win the first one.
And then
let's
lose
make
the
it
next
good.
Show.
But
yes.
I don't know. That seems. Could you do that?
Well, I'm sorry.
The famous stout name.
Yeah.
You finally met your new partner for life. You're on the altar. And
but her last name's Junctopolis.
And now you're going to Rochambeau for whose last name you're going to live by for the rest of your life.
No.
You're not doing it.
No.
You'll keep Stout. She can have whatever she wants.
She can change her name to whatever she wants, but I'm keeping Stout.
Okay.
Maddie Junctopolis.
I don't know. If it was Junctopolis, I'd be a little, maybe.
Oh, really? That's actually appealing?
It's kind of cool.
Could you do it? You wouldn't do it.
I would not do it. No, I just told you. I would feel super guilty if I won, and then it's just, it's not a good look all the way around.
Mm.
And honestly, between Christina and I was like, we don't have to get married. You don't have to take my name. We're good. I got you. You got me. What are we doing?
Mm.
And then we got married.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we were doing.
Mm.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. And then Doppel steals your full likeness. And it's the first step to robot takeover, says 707.
Please, those steps have already been taken.
Yeah, I mean, we're long past the first steps.
Just give up, everyone. You will be assimilated.
925 says, Vinny, you should hope for longer than 82. Your girls would only be in the early 30s. I know all that. I'm not saying I don't want to live a nice, long, healthy life.
But if you get 82, then
82
you feel like...
seems like a lot better than 76. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes. At 81.
Or 57 even.
Right.
You know,
oh,
like
my God.
I mean, I'm...
Yes.
People with blue eyes should wear sunglasses because they are more prone to cataracts.
Oh.
408 says, I think Vinny and John are just saying it's nerdy to wear readers on a cord. Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to wear them like that.
Oh,
like
God forbid. The thing that you're going to be looking for all day is right there around your neck. You're right. Too nerdy.
707 says, I got stung by a wasp on the top of my foot yesterday, and I'm suffering. I'm empathizing with Christina. 7 stings sounds unbearable.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one I got in my armpit, it hurt. And she's got them all over. Better today, though.
That's good.
It
How's
only
your
hurts
daughter?
When I...
Your daughter got 2 stings.
She, you know what? Yesterday when I got home from work, I said, because, of course, they're home. It's summer.
Yeah.
How are your bites? They're fine. They don't hurt at all. Okay.
Good.
Yeah.
No, it is good, but it was, you know, a little braggy.
You're all,
that's my husband. Always bragging.
Yep. Hmm. I hear game music.
Should
Is it
we play
time
a game?
To play?
It's All time right. to play a game. We're going to play How Old's That Guy? All right. Maddie, you have to go first.
Sure.
How old is J.J. Abrams? Brilliant creator of Alias and Lost. He also directed The Force Awakens, Rise of Skywalker, the new Star Trek movies, Mission Impossible 3. J.J. Abrams.
64.
64, says Maddie. What do you think, Vin?
63.
He is 59. That's a point for you, Vin. All right, Vinny, you're first on this one. How old is her? H-E-R. The R&B singer, her. How old is her?
29.
You, well,
Oh,
okay.
Wait, Vinny was supposed That's to go fine. First. Sorry, Vinny, you go first.
What do you think, Vin? Older or younger than 29?
I'm going to say she's 30.
She is 28.
Oh!
That is a point for Maddie.
She All was right. great when we had her on the show.
Delightful. So talented.
And tons of star power pouring off of that lady.
Mm-hmm.
Like just the big hair and the glasses and the whole thing.
The purple tracksuit. I was like, okay.
Who is this lady?
And then she played her guitar and sang her songs and we went, oh, that's who she is.
And so she, that feels like that was 10 years ago. She would have been a really young.
She was. She must have been pretty young, yeah.
She's only 28 now.
Whew. How old is Khloe Kardashian, Vinny? How old is Khloe Kardashian? Khloe, I'm the one you like the most. How old's Khloe?
Poor Khloe.
She gets so framed on this show.
My kids threw me a party. They planned it all by themselves. They're 2 and 7. They planned the whole thing. It was amazing.
She's my favorite. Leave her alone.
She's my favorite.
I'm going to say she is 43.
43. What do you think, man?
What I was going to guess. I'll go 42.
She's 41.
Ah! Yeah!
Well, that's a point for Maddie. How old is Julia Duffy? That's Stephanie from Newhart and Allison Sugarbaker, the cousin of Suzanne on Designing Women.
What?
She was
I loved her on both those shows.
She's hot.
Yeah, how did her name get in our list today?
Because it's her birthday today. Oh. How old is Julia Duffy from Newhart and Designing Women? And Maddie, you're first on this one.
68.
All right, what do you think? Ben?
69.
She is 74. That's a point for Benny. We're tied 2-2, and someone is about to take it home. How old is the OG Spider-Man? Well, in movies. How old's Tobey Maguire today? How old is that guy? I think it's Vinny.
45.
45.
44.
He is 50. And by a score of 3-2, it's Vinny all the way.
Thanks, everyone. I will see you tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, we'll see you at Drag You to Brunch. That's right. And make sure you keep it here on Alice all day. Mason and Jane both have tickets for Maroon 5 throughout their show.
And I hope all of you party people have the best Pride weekend of all.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.